It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. Today, I think I'm going to skip right to the story that I want to share with you about world trade. Apologies to those people who are looking forward to a ship schedule this morning. I have to just tell you that I had a really long day in Portland, and I will have much more energy to bring you a ship schedule tomorrow. Let's put it that way. So thanks for your understanding. Well, I thought today that we could take another look at the global supply chain and how it's faring as we move through 2022. Recently, I talked with you here on the Ship Report about how the war in Ukraine was affecting world trade. Today, I have an update on that. Turns out our problems are not over yet. So we'll take a look at an article I found on gcaptain.com yesterday morning, and it's really current. This situation shows us, once again, how we are a small world and that we are all connected, whether we like it or not. Two major forces are driving further slowdowns in the world supply chain. One is the war in Ukraine, and the other is COVID outbreaks in China that are slowing trade there. So here's this story from gcaptain.com. I'll read you some excerpts from it. Global supply strains that started to ease in early 2022 are worsening again as headwinds strengthen from the war in Ukraine and China's COVID lockdowns, threatening slower growth and faster inflation across the global economy. After the pandemic hit Asia-US trade routes the hardest over the past 2 years, the latest turmoil is being acutely felt in Europe, especially Germany, which is heavily reliant on Russian energy and suppliers across Eastern Europe. Business expectations in the region's biggest economy during March posted the steepest one-month drop on record. Factories across the continent faced diesel and parts shortages and delays moving cargo through key North Sea gateways such as Bremerhaven are lengthening. Here's a quote from Vincent Stamer. He's a trade economist with Germany's Kiel Institute for the World Economy. Quote, "We thought Russia was just a resources story that was going to push energy prices up, that it would make supply chains more expensive, but it wouldn't disrupt them. It appears a little more threatening than we initially anticipated," unquote. On top of the wartime setbacks, Omicron outbreaks are widening China's use of strict lockdowns in major trade hubs, the latest in Shanghai. A.P. Moeller-Maersk, the world's number two container carrier, said on Monday that some depots serving local ports have closed indefinitely, and trucking to and from terminals will be severely impacted. Chinese exports were already tailing off from an October peak, a trend that might continue for the next few months if Beijing maintains the hard line on fighting the virus. That will add shipping delays, sourcing problems, and costs for businesses from the U.S. to Europe. According to supply constraint indexes developed by Bloomberg Economics, pressures in the U.S. and Europe intensified in February after several months of improvement. Anecdotal evidence through March suggests the strains won't abate. Stamer cited the example of electric wire assemblies made in Ukraine for German automakers. He said, quote, "These cable trees are actually custom-made for individual cars and aren't easily or cheaply sourced from other countries," unquote. Another rare input that's suddenly even more scarce is neon gas used in semiconductor production. Ukraine produces 50% of the world's purified neon. Russia's output of raw materials extends even deeper into the global economy. More than 2,100 U.S. firms and 1,200 in Europe have at least one direct supplier in Russia, and the total reaches 300,000 when indirect suppliers are included. That's according to Arlington, Virginia-based Interos. They're a supply chain risk management company. The CEO of that company said that multiple industries are reliant on the same raw materials, and a large percentage of them are coming out of Russia. "We're seeing a massive cascading effect on an already limping system of the global supply chain." The economic and political stakes here are far more consequential than the developed world's biggest worry in 2021, the concern that slammed global logistics would spoil Christmas for retailers and consumers. Fears are now rising about food shortages. The cost of living is rising in rich and poor regions alike. Soaring energy costs are spawning street protests from Albania to the UK. Costly longer-term shifts are accelerating too. Goldman Sachs economists say the new geopolitical risks are forcing companies to reinforce their operations against global disruptions through reshoring, diversification, and overstocking inventories. Though Russia accounts for 5% of the world's seaborne trade, and Ukraine just 1%, a heightened risk of a global economic shutdown has emerged. Economists at Barclays on Monday said the world is entering a new era of higher volatility for growth and inflation. Allianz Research on Friday warned of a greater risk of a double whammy in world trade, lower volumes and higher prices this year. Clarkson's Research, a shipping analytics firm in London, last week trimmed its projections for global trade this year and next, saying its port congestion indexes are rising again, and the latest shocks are, quote, amplifying an already disrupted maritime transport system, unquote. According to data compiled by Bloomberg, the German ports of Hamburg and Bremerhaven saw new highs in ship congestion this month, while Rotterdam, the continent's busiest gateway for container traffic, saw its vessel backup at the start of the month reach an 11-month high. These snarls make any return to normal unlikely this year, unless demand unexpectedly craters. Ocean shipping, the workhorse for some 80% of global trade, was stretched so thin that the spot rate to send a 40-foot container of goods to the U.S. from Asia averaged more than $10,000 in the second half of last year, about 7 times higher than the pre-pandemic level. Those rates have come down in recent weeks, but experts say the reprieve probably reflects a seasonal lull before transport demand and costs pick up again. Even greater than the risks Russia's war in Ukraine posed to global supply fluidity are the COVID-19 cases and targeted lockdowns in China. Experts see a risk that container freight prices may approach or even exceed their previous peaks before returning to current levels by the year's end. Trying to anticipate how 2 years of supply constraints affect consumer prices has already challenged central bankers, with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying at a press conference earlier this month that Russia's isolation from the world economy is, quote, going to mean more tangled supply chains so that we could actually push out the relief we were expecting, unquote. And that is from an article that appeared on the gcaptain.com website yesterday about the supply chain issues in the world and what we can expect. And it looks like we may not be able to expect normalization until the end of this year. And while most of the information in this article is about things in Europe, it just seems like the world supply chain is all connected, and eventually some of this will affect us here in the United States. I think certainly the export issues with China and the COVID shutdowns there, we will see problems in our supply chain here in the U.S. from that. Exactly how intense that will get, we'll have to watch and see. And I'll certainly share with you any additional information that I've come across about this. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.